This podcast is a part of the Carbon Almanac Network of podcasts.
Hi, I'm Imma. I live in Scotland.
Hi, I'm Jen, and I'm from Canada.
Hi, I'm Olabanji, and I'm from Nigeria.
Hello, I'm Liki, and I live in Paris.
Hey, I'm Rod. I'm from Peru.
Welcome to Carbon Sessions, a podcast with carbon conversations for every day with everyone from everywhere in the world. In our conversations, we share ideas, perspectives, questions, and things we can actually do to make a difference. So don't be shy and join our Carbon Sessions because it's not too late.
It's my perspective.
So we're starting this episode with a really good laugh, which is pretty much from the question. Oh, sorry, I didn't introduce myself. I'm Olabanji.
Hi, I'm Liki, and today we're going to talk about plastics.
Yeah, and that's what we're laughing about, because we're just having a conversation about what the call to action will be dealing with plastics. And the call to action is simply join the Plastic Free Challenge. That's one. And two, write to companies to change their packaging. But will they ever do that? Will companies change their packaging?
Yeah, why would they ever do that? I don't know. We'll try to find a way to make them understand that they need to adapt and make changes.
Well, I hope they listen, because it's damaging. And unlike a few other factors, plastics don't go anywhere. They remain here. The entire life cycle of plastic is dangerous, from producing to using to disposing. The life cycle is just ridiculous.
Yes, it emits a lot of carbon dioxide.
And it's not easily recycled as well. In the almanac, I saw that less than only 9% of plastic produced since 1950 has been recycled. Let me say that again, but in a different way. So only 9% of plastic produced since 1950 has been recycled. What that means is that all the plastics that we've been producing on the earth since 1960, 91% of them are still here now.
Oh,
not recycled. They're either in landfills, in trash cans, in the ground somewhere, but they're here. They're right here. 91% of all the plastics. Now, imagine the number of plastics that are produced every single day all around the world.
I cannot imagine that. I have no idea. It must be a lot.
My God. Then you have 91% of those for that's about 72 years of producing plastics and not getting rid of even 10% of them.
And sometimes those are single-use plastic, like cutteries, plastic bags, not anymore, but it's been going on for ages. Like, whenever you go shopping, you get plastic bags and cutteries. When you dine out, when you take something to take away and to have a picnic, they give you cutteries, this kind of thing. This is crazy.
It is. I don't know. I think we need the government here, because the only way to get these companies to package without plastics is if the government makes it a law. That's the only way. That it's going to be gradual, but the government has to step up to this. We need to vote somebody in that in our respective countries. If you can vote, please do vote in someone that cares about the earth. And before you vote them in, ask them, what's your plan for the earth? If they don't have a great plan, don't vote them. Vote someone that is going to care about, creating policies and things that will help the earth. Example, tell the companies you can't have plastic bags.
Yes. No, actually, the voting part works for some sectors. Like, for example, in France, now we don't have plastic bags when you do your grocery shopping. Because before that, we have I mean, before that, I didn't even buy any bags for trash because I just reuse. I mean, I was already reusing my the plastic bags. But now it's forbidden. When you go grocery shopping, no more plastic bags. Before it was given for free. And also the plastic cutlery and straws, all those are banned. So we're making progress.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah, because there was a public pressure on the government to pass those laws. And at the beginning, it was weird, you know.
Yeah.
Even for me, who's quite environmental conscious, at the beginning, I thought, how am I going to do my grocery shopping without plastic bags? And I just adapt my habits.
Yeah. That's the fastest, most impactful way to make a change. The government.
Yeah, the government, I mean, the thing has to, the regulation and the, I don't know if it's the pressure, but the frame of action has to come from the government. I really think so.
One of the things I believe is, honestly, if governments would take a stand, if they would care, and if they would work together, a lot of things would really work on the earth. But it's not their responsibility. Well, it's their responsibility to do those things, but we also need to step up to demand many of these things.
To remind them that it is their job.
Yeah, to remind them that it's their job and to react when they don't do their jobs, right? We need to speak up and not just speak up, take actions and when necessary, right? Because the people have power to control the government as much as the government has power to influence the people as well. We can influence the government by saying the things that we want done and getting them to do them, right?
Yeah. Because I think that, you know, if you buy things that contains plastic and believe that this will be recycled and you're not doing anything damaging for the planet, it's a trap.
Yeah.
It's a trap because most of the plastics cannot be. I mean, as you said, most of the plastics that we have produced are not recycled.
Yeah.
So making people believe that it can be recycled and it will be recycled is a trap. And so, yes, thinking of recycling is one thing, but also we need the government to be involved and explain things a little bit of clarity, more clarity and nuances as well, I think.
Yeah, I totally agree. Use less plastic. If you don't use plastics unless you absolutely have to, and if you want to throw them away, look for an actual recycling plant.
Oh.
Not just believe that it will be recycled. There's one around here where I live. It's a distance, but then it's there. And I have a friend that always she goes there every now and then. So I just pack them in her car and then she goes there to drop them off and then they recycle them. I have been there. I have seen them recycling the plastic. So I'm like, oh, okay. I'm not going to trash it and expect them to recycle it. I'm just going to take it straight to the recycling plant myself.
Oh, that is really good because it's something I meant to do, but I have been putting this off. It's that we have different bins in Paris. But
yeah.
I just don't know where the plastic bins goes to. So this is something I wanted to do is to write to the local municipality and ask them and teach me, you know, educate me. I want to be educated. I want so I can take better actions.
Yeah, that'll be great.
So I need to write to them. Yeah, that reminds me that I need to write to them.
Yeah, and you can use the knowledge to educate others and tell them, hey, this is what happens when you trash your plastic like this. So, I mean, they know to or not to trash it that way.
Yes. So what we can do, we can use less plastics.
Yeah.
But also put a little bit of pressure to the people that are in charge, that are responsible for our well-being, safety, like government.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Private organizations that use heavy plastics.
And private organizations, yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about them too. And we'll be one step closer, I guess. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I think everybody should be involved in that endeavor.
Yeah, because it concerns everybody. So we all have to be involved.
Okay. So thank you very much for your time and this conversation.
Thank you too. I'm having all the fun with this. I'm enjoying it. And we'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
You've been listening to Carbon Sessions, a podcast with carbon conversations for every day with everyone from everywhere in the world. We'd love you to join the Carbon Sessions so you too can share your perspectives from wherever you are. This is a great way for our community to learn from your ideas and experiences, connect, and take action. If you want to add your voice to the conversation, go to thecarbonalmanac.org/podcasts and sign up to be part of a future episode. This podcast is also part of the Carbon Almanac Network. For more information, to sign up for the emails, to join the movement, and to order your copy of the Carbon Almanac, go to thecarbonalmanac.org. Be sure to subscribe and join us here again, as together we can change the world.